You're listening to SBS News.
From a small lab in Melbourne, Professor Vasso Apostolopoulos is working on something big. The immunologist from Victoria University, who spent decades developing potential vaccines against cancers and viruses, has joined the race to find one for COVID-19.
I'm really passionate about research, and in particular this research on coronavirus, because you know, I bring in my expertise from other fields where I've developed vaccines or I've tried to understand the immune system. I've been able to bring all that information and expertise to develop a vaccine for coronavirus. So it's really exciting.
Professor Apostolopoulos is one of dozens of Australian scientists using their expertise to help the world find a way back to some degree of normality. She says by working with collaborators both here and overseas, she's learning more about the virus every day and how best to develop a vaccine against it.
What is the vaccine? The vaccine is a little bit of the virus, a portion of the virus, something that's could be synthetic, it could be a protein, it could be an inactivated form of the virus. So it's not going to be infective in the human, but enough for the human to see it and make an immune response. So that's what we know and what we need to develop.
Now the federal government says it's moving to secure deals that would pave the way for production of vaccines here in Australia. Health Minister Greg Hunt confirming he's in talks with companies both locally and overseas.
We are well placed, highly advanced in our negotiations, and for the first time, I feel cautiously but genuinely optimistic about the prospect of a vaccine.
China, the US and several European countries have already ordered millions of doses of experimental vaccines. The opposition Health Minister Chris Bowen says Australia should have acted sooner.
I really don't know how the minister can make the claim that Australia is best placed around the world when we have been so far behind the game when it comes to vaccines.
Globally, there are around 30 vaccines that have reached human trials. These trials are broken down into three phases. During phase one, the vaccine is given to a small group of people to determine it's safe. Phase two, the sample size is expanded to a few hundred. By phase three, it's administered to thousands of people to confirm its effectiveness. The furthest along right now is the Oxford University trial, which has begun phase three in Brazil, with American biotech company Moderna and Chinese company Sinovac not far behind. Three Australian vaccines are in the mix too, having completed phase one trials in Brisbane, Melbourne and Adelaide. Professor Nikolai Petrovsky is behind the Flinders University research in South Australia. He says his team is so far seeing positive results, but flagged there's still some months to go.
To get a vaccine all the way through the clinical trial programs and to show that it has evidence that it's working is going to take at least till the end of this year, you know, potentially into early next year.
He says the phase two trials of his vaccine will focus on testing a broad range of people, including the more vulnerable groups like the elderly.
They are the people, you know, that we really need to protect. The irony is that a lot of the work on vaccines is being directed at how to protect young people. And so the elderly are being a bit ignored in a lot of these vaccine programs. So we're particularly interested to go early into those vulnerable populations because, you know, that's where the vaccine is going to ultimately need to work and where it will have its biggest impact.
So how is Australia choosing which vaccines to invest in? Professor Tony Cunningham, the co-director of the Westmead Institute's Centre of Virus Research and who's part of a team of scientists advising the government, says it's important not to put all our eggs in one basket.
You can fall over at any time during this process. And so if you try and judge this ahead of time, you can say, yes, that looks good, and maybe we'll put our money on that vaccine candidate, but it may not necessarily work in the long run.
Professor Cunningham says even once a vaccine is found, there'll still be years' worth of work improving them and adapting them as time goes on. He says it's also vital the vaccines go through all the necessary testing before they're brought to market.
Short-circuiting this process runs the risk of not understanding the efficacy of the vaccine and not being sufficiently assured that the vaccine will be safe.
But even with every box ticked, he says this vaccine will be the fastest ever produced in the world.
The ones I've been involved in took 25 years. The fastest before COVID was 4 years. But this is going to break records.
For now, scientists have their work cut out for them, but the future looks promising. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.